Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to that. Welcome to it. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate y'all. Hope you had a great weekend. That your football itch got scratched, right? That the NFL gave you what was earned. Two number one seeds in the Super Bowl. Doesn't happen enough, but we got it this year. Whether you like the two or not, that's who you got. Two number one seeds facing each other in Super Bowl 57 from Arizona. Coming up in 2 weeks, 402-464-5685, Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you know the deal. Hit us with a what's up. Let's have a conversation. Don't just yell at us from the rafters. Don't drive by yelling at us. Stop and hit us with a what's up. Let us actually have a conversation and be a part of what we're talking about. Starter Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. So you can see in studio, see what's going on. Feel like you're a part of the conversation as well. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock.
It was Tomahawk Friday.
Yeah.
Jay Foreman, tell him about it.
It was. I haven't put it on the grill yet, man. It's too cold. But as soon as we get above 30, I'm gonna try to get out there, man. We need one of those odd days. It's 40.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to wait for an hour for my grill to get up to a good temperature.
Do you keep your grill always ready? Weather ready? Clean all the time, so you're not waiting for the opportunity. You're not one of the people that
you have to be ready when it's time.
It's clean anyway.
Yeah, if you bought your grill and you're going to clean it afterwards.
Okay, so describe for me the Foreman grill.
Which one?
Outside.
No, I mean, I got three.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I got the Traeger that, you know, you can smoke all your stuff and try to. You know, the worst thing for me is if you see those guys on Instagram, it always looks good, you know. And so I got a Traeger, then I got a gas grill. I had charcoal grill. Now I know people are going to start saying, you know, you don't use charcoal. Yeah, I use charcoal. Trust me.
I've never been outside the Foreman house, but I knew there's more than one grill at the Foreman house. Like,
so it just depends on what you want, man. if you got the basketball team over and you got to get some burgers and brats and hot dogs done, you throw it on the gas grills quick. And then if you're really trying to, you know, do my tomahawk, I'm going to do the charcoal and do it upright.
Describe for me the Foreman apron. Like, when you really about making.
I don't have an apron, but I always just wear some old dingy clothes because you got to get dirty.
Well, okay, so that
you got to have the sauces. And if your shirt and pants ain't dirty, then you ain't really making.
You haven't really. Okay. Yeah. Now, equipment. Talk to me through on the equipment.
Anything and everything.
So you've got, do you have a belt? Do you have a Superman belt where you know?
No, see, I got like
you whip
like,
it
I
off
got,
the corner
I got,
and.
No, I got hooks. I got hooks on the grill, so you can, you know, it got a little thread to it, so they're all ready to go. Everything's clean, every single time. You know, it's part of doing it.
What music is playing when Master Chef, Grillsman Extraordinaire Jay Foreman?
Probably like More Bounce to the Ounce. More Bounce to the Ounce. Okay. A little Roger Zapp, and that's probably along those lines.
Okay. I had the picture in my head.
You know, it's summertime with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, the extended version.
They don't know nothing about cookout music.
But it's got to be the extended version.
They don't
version.
Know nothing about cookout music.
It's true.
Because there's always, and then you do a little 5 minutes of funk on the last one because that's when you know you got to flip it a couple times, put the cheese on the burgers.
That is the – and let you know.
Because it goes – it got to break it every minute, so you don't even have to put a timer out there. You just listen to the beat.
5 minutes of funk we were going to educate. 5 minutes of funk, so you need that. All right, you need some Houdini, like that lets you know on the clock.
You got your feel-good music.
More bounce to the ounce, that's Zap. I mean, help folks that don't know, Zap. You can Google it, Zap, more bounce to the ounce, which if you've gone through college and in your dorm room you have not turned on more bounce to the ounce and lost your ever-loving mind, you fail. Your college career is less than. Go, you're allowed to get in your car, put it on your phone, bounce it, or go to your room, shut the door. Or you know what? It could be in your living room. It could be in your living room.
Put your AirPods in. You all good, man.
It could be in your living room, and you could do that. DJ Jazzy at Fresh Prince. Look, summertime.
Yeah, man, you got to be out there cooking. Depends on what you're cooking, man. If you're doing that, you know I'm going to have a drink or two out there and have a good time.
You can jump in on the text line and let us know what it is. What is your grill? So if you're going to go out to grill, and I'm assuming – and get Texas, let us know. Are you grilling for Super Bowl or are you indoors? Jay, are you grilling for Super Bowl?
I'm not grilling for Super Bowl.
You're going to let somebody else do the work?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Here's a question for you. Mississippi Mud Dog says, Jay, important question. What are you drinking while you're grilling?
That depends.
A good question. Like that, I'm all into
it. That depends. Sometimes if I'm like if it's some brats, I might do some Spotted Cow. I'm not a big beer drinker, so I like the Spotted Cow. Well, maybe.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A little cider beer, and then if I'm really getting down on some ribs or something, and I'm, it might be a little Jack and Coke. But, a little,
I understand.
A little tequila or something like that. Just depends.
From the text line, it says this, say, Jay, solid setup. I've got the same, but recently introduced a Blackstone to the arsenal.
Yes, I have one of those too.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
That's the champion status.
This is a Hall of Fame grill setup. Like, this is not. This is not for the amateur.
See, like what, my dad, grandfather, and them. So that's what they did all. Now I wasn't allowed to participate. I was allowed to watch.
Pork Chop out here showing off.
So that's what I.
Can you see Pork Chop's text?
So, well, some people, they
Pork Chop was showing off. You were showing off on the grill yesterday. Didn't invite anybody. Nobody in the station got a text from Pork Chop. Pork Chop, shame on you.
He did it big, man.
Shame on you. How did you not? He didn't make us a plate or nothing.
This is when you know that they're doing it. He got the fridge out there as a smoker, but then they cooking when it's cold out. That's when you know you're a real grill.
Jeremy, the grill master, who came through to start our football season. So, Austin, you missed us. Start our football season last year. Jeremy, the grill master, pulled up out in the parking lot, took over the entire parking lot, and grilled for everybody. All the talent, all the staff, all the listeners. Jeremy put it down. He did work. Jeremy. Let's set up your next visit, okay? Because you had the full setup. So we need to do that. We want to thank the folks from Canopy Street Mark for hooking us up as well, because they hooked it up as well. So when we actually call you the grill master, you earned it. Like that that was crazy. That was crazy. In the folder today, there is a clip from yesterday morning. So Harrison, super producer Harrison, yesterday on The Breeze with me and my buddy Hosta Breezy, we challenged him to do a wrestling promo for the weekend in the NFL. And So Harrison, who does Ticket Weeknight, he may have put it in. Look at Mark's email. Mark put it in there in email. And it was spectacular because we challenged him with no notice to give us a pro wrestling promo on the NFL games on Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
And Harrison, without any preparation time or other, crushed it. crushed it. So if Mark Onweiler is listening, we'll bring it when we come back. I'll have Mark pull it up and we'll bring it. Jay Foreman, like, I was proud of him. Like, I got emotional having Harrison come up creatively, because wrestling, pro wrestling's not his thing, but he's bought it. He did the thing.
They said Brock Purdy had tore his UCL, man.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll stay corrected.
Well, but here's the other thing, right? Harrison called it.
I don't know, man.
Harrison called it.
Called
in his, he called it. He was like, no, it's going to be more like Brock Hurdy. Like, and we were just like, oh, man, that is cold-blooded. So it was an interesting Sunday. Lots to break down. We'll talk about the two teams that won, the two teams that lost, and what it means. Because through all wreckage, there's a new league that happens after teams lose in championship games. It changes the way teams prepare. It changes how people go into the offseason. And then we'll do the first preview of the Super Bowl and go through what we can expect from the coaches, from the star players. You've got 1A and 1B of MVP candidates, right?
That was there.
Probably the coach of the year in that space.
In Philly, yeah.
Right?
Probably.
So
yeah.
We've got all that.
Ho-hum Andy Reid, right?
Right? Like, oh, I'm just here again.
Yeah. For the 85th time, like, yeah, you just –
He's just standing there like, do something. You don't like me here? Do something. Get better.
He definitely – it's crazy. He was really dominant in Philly, and he went to Kansas City and gotten even better.
Which was in the Hall of Fame, but I think now people can actually speak of him that way. All right, well, before we go to break, and we have lots to talk about. We have the promo that Harrison cut, literally impromptu. He cut it. We gave him probably 6 minutes to come up with this. This was before kickoff yesterday. Mm-hmm. This was Harrison on the breeze Sunday mornings.
Single H, let's go.
Now listen here. You listen up close. The clock is ticking. Brock Purdy going to be more like Brock Dirty after he picked up off the stains off his jersey after playing the Eagles. Kittle, more like brittle. Christian McCaffrey's going to be crying after this catastrophe. It's going to be a disaster. Fly, Eagles, fly. You heard it here from Big H, VH. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And the fact that it's Harrison who is the most calm, tepid human being ever. Like, Harrison is the most chill human we have at the station.
He's an Eagles fan?
No.
Oh.
No, Harrison is not an Eagles fan, but he was just in his space. We challenged him, hey, can you do this wrestling promo? He pulled it off. I'm proud of him because it took him out of his comfort zone.
Right.
For Harrison to become kind of hyper-aggressive, it's just not his style. I'm proud of the guy.
That's pretty good, Harrison.
Like, that's pretty good for him to go through his space. We're throwing the break. When we come back to Old School, we'll have Jay Foreman give his recap of what we saw yesterday. And then we're going to introduce you to somebody else. Put them under the microscope and onto the hot seat here on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.